The tricky thing in doing an edition of The Lives Now for the contemporary reader is deciding how much of it to include. And I decided that the reader now is unlikely to be interested in the lives of Pitt or Pomfret or Yalden. So I have selected the lives of the poets who still most engage us. And those are also the ones to which Johnson gave most thought and most space. They're the longest lives. And I've given them in my edition in unexerted form. So you can read the very detailed critical analyses that Johnson undertakes of passages from lyrics by Donne or from bits of Paradise Lost. But I have also tried to give, at least in my introduction, tried to give a reader a sense of what I've had to leave out, what Johnson has said about writers who are not in my volume, and about the range and the kinds of writers that he's included. And we should remember that in most cases, Johnson didn't choose those. Those were chosen for him by the booksellers. So I hope that any reader who is interested enough, patient enough to read the introduction, will get some sense of what the larger work is like from which this selection has been taken.